Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Highlands Development Credit Bank meeting for May 5th, 2022. We have a quorum here. Annette, could you please take the roll?
Sure. Dale Davis?
Here.
Rusty Fricke? I think he's here. I don't see him, though. Robert Haltaway?
Here.
Rich Neuenhaus, Susan Payne, Carl Richko.
Here.
Greg Romano.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Here.
And from the DAG's office, Jason Kane.
Here.
And from staff, Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Tom Taglerini.
Here.
Netta Hartman.
Here.
Herb August.
I am here.
Carol Dickton.
Here.
Allison Bittner.
She's not on, but we did not make
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. And Karen Costanis.
Here.
Okay.
And I think Rusty may be back with us, Annette, if you want to try again.
Rusty, do you hear me?
Still shown as muted.
He's muted, but he's here. I know he's here. Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
All set?
Yeah.
Right. Annette, could you read the Open Public Meeting Act, please?
Sure. This meeting has been being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Development Credit Bank sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, May 6th, 2022.
Thank you. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Not really a unified effort, however. There's a spot here for the chairman's report. There's really not a lot of report, I'm afraid. We still don't have any money. There's still no allocation from the state of New Jersey. We have no significant business other than the one resolution we have, and then an update on our snail's pace municipal average contract. So I'll turn to Lisa and let her give her executive report.
Thank you. Under Highlands Development Credit Allocation Updates to staff, to date, staff has reviewed 191 HDC allocation applications, resulting in 4,231 allocated HDCs, representing 8,788 acres, and a total value of over $67.7 million. For an update on the Highlands Development Credit Purchase Program, the HDC Bank has purchased easements on 70 properties, providing nearly $28 million to landowners in the Highlands. Three additional properties have placed easements on their property and are holding the credits for future sale. The Highlands Council leveraged $4.5 million in federal Highlands Conservation Act funds for to complete these transactions. In total, 2,565 acres have been preserved. Shifting to some personnel news, I'm very pleased to announce the hiring of our new regional planner and land use coordinator, Allison Bittner. I think Allison is muted, so if you could wave. Allison comes to us from her recent job as a planner for the city of Sterling Heights in Michigan. However, she is originally from New Jersey and has moved back to her home state and is already a great addition to our staff. So please join me in welcoming Allison. You'll be seeing more of her at future meetings. And then the next HDC Bank meeting is scheduled for August 4th, 2022. So this concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We have our minutes from our December 1st, 2021 meeting to be approved. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Dan, thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. Annette, could you please take the roll?
Yes, Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Fricke? He's not answering. Oh. Director
yes.
Fricke? Okay, thank you.
There he is.
Director Richko?
Yes.
Director Romano?
Yes.
Director Van Ams?
Yes.
And Chairman Holtaway?
Or yes, I mean.
Now, just to verify that, was Director Davis that made the motion and Director Van Abs that seconded it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
On to our municipal average contract that is moving at a snail's pace. I still had hair when we started this process. I'm getting to wonder if I'm ever live long enough to see the end of it. Gabrielle, what do we know?
So we had a kickoff meeting with Integra on May 2nd. So it went well. They're going to review some information that they asked us for, which we're providing. And they want us to set up a meeting with SADC in either late May or early June. We have a target of June 1 or I think May 26 or something like that. So we're setting that up to get going at that meeting with SADC. They have promised to have ideas to present so that we can, you know, make sure that SADC is on board with what we're doing and wants to use what we're doing. And we will move forward after that meeting with better clarity about which direction we're going in. And that's the update.
Yay, we'll see how that goes. We're glad to hear they're at least booking something and we have some.
And they've been much more responsive. I will give them credit where it's due on that. They have been much more responsive.
I hope they get their arms all the way around it, because if you've read my memo, I have a lot of concerns about this whole thing and the way it's going and the way the legislation is written. So yep. Hopefully it'll come to fruition. The next item is a consideration of resolution, authorization to acquire Highlands Development credits from Intellect Realty Partners. This is a voting matter with public comment. Now we're going to have a presentation from James on the issue. James, please.
Let me share my screen. Can everybody see that?
Yep.
If the members that aren't, they're on the phone, the pictures and plans I'm showing are the same that we provided in the memos we provided to the bank board. So I'd like to present to you a property in Bloomingdale Borough, Passaic County, Block 2004, Lot 19. The property is 15 acres located in the preservation area. The applicant is currently seeking a takings waiver from the NJDEP, which would also require Highlands Council approval. Approval of a takings waiver would allow for the development of the property that would otherwise not be permitted in the preservation area. There's a long history of the project dating back to 2002. A timeline of the project was included in your packet. The project received local approvals for 8 single-family homes, which was subsequently revised to 5 single-family lots. The applicant has attempted to obtain a takings waiver approval from the NJDEP for over 10 years, including filing a civil action and entering dispute resolution. The property is designated Special Environmental Zone in the Regional Master Plan. Special Environmental Zone properties are identified as the most important for protection. The Regional Master Plan states that development shall not occur in Special Environmental Zones and that the HDC program should be used as a means to preserve special environmental zone lands. I'll now go through a few pictures of the site. These are the same that were provided in the report provided to the bank board members. So here's a view of the property looking west up the access road into the property. This is a view of the wooded areas of the property showing the general condition of the property. Here's a picture of the access road looking into the property from closer to the road, looking up west into the property. And here's another general picture of the condition of the property. And finally, a view of the property looking back down towards the road, looking east down the access road of the property. Finally, here is a map showing the proposed development that was approved by Bloomingdale Borough and was submitted as part of the takings waiver application. You can see the road crossing the wetlands area and rising in elevation to the rear of the property to the west. The wooded areas of the property would be completely disturbed with the road, houses, and detention basin, with a discharge from the basin leading back towards the wetlands area. So after discussions with staff, the applicant has requested that the HDC Bank consider purchasing the credits on this property. The property was issued an HDC allocation for 19.75 HDCs valued at $316,000. The HDC Bank bylaws, Article 1, state that the bank board may purchase HDCs to further the objectives of the Highlands Act and the Regional Master Plan. The property's designation as special environmental zone and the pending waiver application appear to meet this criteria for purchase. The purchase of the development credits would permanently preserve the property and close the takings waiver application. This would stop any potential for development of the property and any associated litigation that may arise from that application for development. Staff's recommendation is to authorize the purchase and make an offer to the applicant for $316,000 with an additional $2,500 available for closing costs. And with that, that is the end of my presentation. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Anyone have questions for James?
I think Dan has his hand raised.
Yes.
Yes, David.
So, James, in reading through the materials, at one point the applicant was talking about reserving the right to build one house on the property. This seems to no longer be the case. Is that
yes,
correct?
This valuation and this offer would be for no exemption being retained, no right to construct on the property.
Okay. Have there been any discussions with Green Acres about full acquisition of the property as opposed to purchase of the credits?
Yes, we met with Green Acres multiple times. The property is across the street from Northern Green State Forest, but it didn't qualify for any of their programs. You know, they reviewed it against their various programs and there was no interest from Green Acres. Certainly SADC has no interest in it. We talked to New Jersey Conservation Foundation. They had no interest in it. Really, this was and is the only method to preserve the property.
Okay, thank you.
And are the-
We do, if you don't mind, but we do intend to circle back and have at least one more conversation with Green Acres to see if their interest has shifted on this.
Are there, do the people that own the property are they happy with keeping the property and preserving it? Or did they want to have it sold to Green Acre for a total acquisition?
They have not expressed interest in selling the remaining land. However, I believe Mr. Del Balzo, who is the principal of the property, is here, was on the call, at least when it's, oh yes, Danny is there. He is on the call, so he can always answer that question during the public comment period.
You're still muted, Mr. De Blasio.
He's probably not allowed to talk yet till the public comment, till the board's done. Sorry.
All right. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to consider the resolution?
I'll move it.
I'll make a second.
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 Dale. Any further discussion by members of the board? Okay, Herb, if you could open it to the public and instruct them.
Absolutely, Chairman. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phone if you're dialing in. You'll be identified by either your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and a delay before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, public comments are limited to 3 minutes. At this time, we are opening up the public comment session. So please use the raised hand. Excellent. Mr. Chairman, I have somebody identified as G iPhone. I'm sure they will be able to provide additional information as to who they are. G iPhone, I am unmuting you at this time. One second. I'm attempting to unmute G iPhone, but Tom Taglerini, I am not unable to unmute them. Can you give it a try as host, please?
Herb, I think Mr. Del Balzo also raised his hand, at least physically, so you could always.
No
I've
problem.
Requested him as well, Herb. No luck.
We will come back to G iPhone.
Do you want to give him my number in the event that he or she is having technical difficulties, Herb?
I think we can figure this out in just a second.
Okay,
let me see if Mr. Del Balzo, I'm going to unmute you at this time and you can make a comment.
Hey, Mr. Del Balzo.
Hi, everyone. Mr. Del Balzo, Intellect Real Estate. The question was asked if we're interested in selling to Green Acres afterwards, and the answer would be yes.
We'd like that answer.
That's all. Well,
as Lisa said, we'll continue trying to get Green Acres or anybody else we can to purchase the property. As to date, we haven't had any success, but we'll certainly continue that.
All right, we will attempt again the iPhone. Please listen to the instructions on your iPhone handset. It will instruct you when you're supposed to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Please listen to the instructions. Mr. Chairman, I am uncertain as to why that is not working. We have several other people on the call right now that have dialed in who were successful in being able to unmute themselves. So I will continue to try to address this, but I believe this is on the user end and not on our end.
So the all of these Zooms that I've called, this is the first time that this has happened. Gabrielle, any exposure here?
Perhaps we could give a number that the G iPhone can call. Someone can put it on speaker.
Yes.
And we could hear the comment that way.
All right. G iPhone, with this technical difficulty, can you please call the executive director at 201-208-4311? That's 201-208-4311. That way we can collect your public comment for this resolution.
Can I just add that they can always submit comments in writing too?
Yeah. Be voting shortly, so.
Understood, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other, there's nobody else in the public that's attempting, right?
Nobody else has attempted to use the raised hand function in Zoom or have pressed star 9 on their phone.
This is Lisa.
And Lisa will be able to communicate.
How about we do, all right, Gordon, let me see if I can put you on speaker. Is that the best way to proceed?
That might be the best way to proceed. Hold on
1 minute. Hold on. It's Gordon Levy. And he's now on speaker. Go ahead, Gordon.
Yes. Hi, this is Gordon Levy. I'm a property owner in Jefferson Township. I guess I have many, many questions, but I'll just start off with, I wonder why this property owner is being singled out. I have a property that is should be very desirable. It's right next door to other preserved land. It's right next door to the Newark Water Reserve. I've actually sent letters to Green Acres requesting them to purchase it. And they've given me the same thing that they've given the other property owner, that they're not purchasing it. It's my credits are even more than these credits. I think I have 38 credits or 40 credits coming to me. And it seems that you're singling out a property owner when there's many others that wish to desire to preserve their land and receive funds and money for their land. And it doesn't seem right or fair. And I know you guys are trying to get money and can't get money, but I don't know why this one property owner is being singled out versus others. And it's, you know, the state is getting a huge amount of tax coming up from all the new THC tax that they should be receiving from the new marijuana laws. And I'd love for some of that money to come my way and preserve the land that I feel has been taken from me. So if someone could address that, I'd be very, very much appreciated. And what amazes me what happened at the last council meeting when you guys voted on approving the research of how the HDC credits have been working since the law was passed in 2004, and the fact that the thing is so broken and yet no one wants to even attempt to try to fix it or evaluate it is beyond me. It's very disheartening for someone who's lived in New Jersey for 52 years. So that's my public comment. Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Public comments, Herb?
At this point, Mr. Chairman, there are nobody else looking to make a public comment.
Okay, we'll close the public comments. And is there any discussion by any members of the bank board? Seeing none. Annette, could you take the roll for approval?
Yes. Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Fricke? I'll come back to him.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You got him.
Director Richko?
Yes.
Director Romano? Director Romano?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear you at first. Director Van Abs?
Yes.
And Chairman Holtaway?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you. You know, the comment made by the Mr. Levy is one that I have a lot of compassion for. A lot of people are stuck in the same place. And the we're a TDR bank. We don't have any receiving areas. It's they're made voluntary. It's an economic system that's just not working. It's a mechanism that politicians in 2004 thought would work. Obviously, if the municipalities thought that this was a viable system, they'd be knocking our door down to give them receiving areas. So the economic balance is off, and the source of that money is not forthcoming. And I really feel sorry for all these people that do hold this property. And we really should be given money out of all those billions and billions of dollars of surplus we have. You think a little bit would dribble to us to help people who do need to get out of these properties and get their value so they can move on with their lives. However, it hasn't happened. We have an opportunity for public comment for the committee. Is there any member of the public who wishes to address? Remember, you have a, or I'll let Herb give you the instructions.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the public, just to reiterate, if you wish to speak and make a public comment, a general public comment, please use the raised hand option within Zoom or press *9 on your phones, and you'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. So at this time, Mr. Chairman, I am opening up for public comment. I do not see any members of the public wishing to make a comment. We'll give it another 10 seconds or so. Mr. Chairman, at this time, there does not appear to be any member of the public wishing to make a comment.
Thank you very much, Herb. We do not require an executive session this afternoon, so item 11 is not effective, and item number 12 is adjourned. And does anybody have any last items, comments? Don't everybody jump at once. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Don't want to adjourn either. Come on. Thank
Second.
You. Second.
Second.
Okay. All right. We have first and a second. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And we will see you on August 4th. Have a good first half of your summer.